From the book of Joshua, chapter 24, I want to read just a few verses of scripture in your hearing from what is a real beautiful passage. In fact, if you've studied the word of the Lord for a little while, you may be familiar with this. If not, that's all right. We're going to look at it today. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 16. The word of the Lord says this: "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house," hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm going to say that part again. "As for me and my house," hallelujah, "we will serve the Lord." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods." And I want to speak to you for just a few moments this morning on the subject, the day of choosing, the day of choosing. Could we lift up our voices and ask God to bless the preaching of his word? Let the anointing of his spirit flow. Lord, we humble ourselves before you, O God, in need of your spirit to move among us, to move deeply in our hearts and minds. I pray today that your word would go forth as a clarion call to each and every one of us, that today is the day to serve you, that now is the time, Lord, to serve you. And I pray that there'll be an anointing upon the preaching and upon the preacher and upon the people. And for this, we give you praise in advance. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask these things. And everybody said, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. This is a beautiful passage of scripture, and it stands as a resolute image in the scriptures of a man of God making that statement we just read. And you could hear the response of the people when we read those words: "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There was a resonance when we said it, because we have all been there, those that have served the Lord for a while. And even if you've just started serving the Lord, you're in that process, you're in that place, that day of choosing, where you had to stand your ground flat-footed, put your feet upon the rock, and say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Those are important words that are supposed to come from your spirit. They're supposed to come forth from your mouth. You are to verbalize this great commitment of your heart that I'm going to serve the Lord. And this is going to be true of me, and it's going to be true of my house. These words were spoken by Joshua, the great man of God, Joshua. And he was in the very last stages of his life. This was a farewell address, something that he was delivering to the people of Israel before he went on to beyond the finished assignment of his time on earth. He will have just succeeded in doing what God had called him to do. He had one last opportunity to deliver a word to the people of Israel, and this is what he chose to tell them. I think that's interesting in the word of God when you look at what the final word was of those that led the people of God. Last week we talked a little bit about the Apostle Paul when he said, "I'll see your face no more." And he warned them of dangers to come and how that they are to remain committed to God. He commended them to God and to the word of his grace. In a very similar way, Joshua gives to them a farewell address and covers what are, in his estimation and in ours, some of the most important things a child of God can hear and understand. And that thought crosses even my mind occasionally. As I'm preparing to preach, sometimes it'll just flash across my mind and I'll think, what if this was the last time I ever got to preach the word of God? What if this was the last moment that I was able to issue a call to repentance, or to declare the glory of God, or to explain the precious gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, how would I say it? What would I say? What are the points in that little window of time we have to preach a, quote, sermon, unquote? What would I fit in there? And what would that farewell address look like? And here Joshua, we see, he lets them know what it's all about. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, it's important to know who Joshua was. Joshua was the servant of Moses, a great servant to Moses. He was the heir apparent to Moses. He was the one that was going to take Moses' ministry and go forward. In fact, much of what Moses began had to be concluded in Joshua. Joshua was the one who put the exclamation mark on everything that Moses had begun in his ministry. This was a highly favored young man of God. And there are a couple of things that are important to note about him. One, he was the man who stood by Moses and walked with Moses. Wherever Moses went, Joshua went with him. When Moses was up in the mountain, Joshua was halfway between Moses and the people. It was Joshua who alerted Moses that I hear the sound of something in the camp. It doesn't sound like war. It doesn't sound like anybody's being overtaken by war. It doesn't sound like anybody's winning a battle. But there's definitely an unusual noise. And it turned out that they were worshiping a golden calf. It was Joshua who was with Moses while Moses stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and spoke to a pillar of cloud. And all the children of Israel watched from their tents as Moses, the man of God, spoke face to face with God in the pillar of cloud. And the Bible says it like this, that he spoke with Moses face to face as a man would speak unto his friend. That's how God spoke to Moses. And all of the people of Israel watched from a distance and they were in awe of Moses' relationship with God. And then the pillar of cloud lifted and Moses went from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. But Joshua, the Bible takes note of the fact that Joshua stayed and departed not out of the tabernacle. And this was a little insight into the kind of man that he was. He was there for the long haul. He wasn't there for just when the cloudy pillar was present. He wasn't just there for the good times and the high times, but he was there for the tough times as well. In fact, the Bible describes a moment when Moses was to lead the children of Israel into battle, but the way that he was going to lead them was he was going to just simply lift up his hands and hold up his rod. And as he would lift up his hands and hold up his rod, then the children of Israel would be victorious. And if he were to lower his hands with the rod, they would begin to become overwhelmed. And it was all dependent on whether Moses could lift up that mighty rod of God that he had turned water into blood with, that he had turned into a serpent, that he had called water out of a rock with. If he could lift that mighty rod up, then they could have victory. It took Aaron and Hur to come up under his arms and hold up his arms so that he could have the strength and the ability to remain in that elevated position. But when the children of Israel were down on that battlefield fighting, it was Joshua. It was Joshua who was fighting. It was Joshua who was a mighty man of valor. It was Joshua who led the children of Israel into the land of promise. Moses led them through the wilderness valiantly and in an anointed way, but it was Joshua who took up that cause and led them into the land of promise. And yes, it was Joshua, along with Caleb, who 40 years prior went against the tide of the popular trend of the day, which was to denounce the promises of God. The popular trend of the day was to say that there's no way we can ever receive what God has promised to us, and we will not go into the promised land. But old Joshua and Caleb, they were different. They stood up in the face of 10 opposing voices. They said, we can do what God called us to do. We are well able to take the land. 40 years later, Joshua had the beautiful privilege of being able to lead the people of God into that land of promise that he believed they could, in fact, inherit. And so this is a mighty man of God. It was Joshua who led them across the Jordan River, told the priests, go stand in the waters of the Jordan. And the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the priests and before the ark of God. They parted hither and thither. And Joshua and the children of Israel were able to walk through on dry ground. It was Joshua who in the heat of battle saw that the enemy was getting to a place of escape from Israel. These vicious, horrible enemies, warriors, warlords that had terrified and terrorized the people of God. And Joshua knew they had to have a little more time in the day to win this battle. And he just did something he'd never seen anybody do. He just stood out in the middle of everything and commanded the sun to stand still, commanded the moon to hold its place. He just stopped time, and it gave them enough time to overtake the warlords and to overcome the adversary to win the battle. I'm talking about a man of God. I could go on. His life is replete with powerful manifestations of the goodness of God and the glory of God. But when it comes down to the final chapter of his life, and he did a lot even as an older man. In Joshua chapter 13, one of my favorite verses, verse 1, the Bible says that the Lord said to Joshua, he was old, he was stricken in years, and the Lord says, I've got many more lands for you to conquer. Joshua thought he was going to be able to lay back in his lazy boy recliner, and God said, we're not done with this yet. But in chapter 24, he really is come to the end of his journey, and he lets them know the secret to how the sun can stand still. He lets them know the secret for how the waters of the Jordan can part before the ark of God. He shares with Israel, whom he has divided up among the lands that they have conquered and given to them the inheritance that God had promised to them. And he's going to let them know how it was, his secret, if you please, to success. And this is what he tells them. He said, I made a decision a long time ago. I made up my mind a long time ago that I was going to serve the Lord. And I've come to tell you today, Joshua was letting them know, that if you really want to have success in this life, and if you really want to have success in the next life, and if you really want to have victory over the adversary, then you're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to choose to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And he went on to say, choose you this day. He didn't leave it open-ended. He didn't try to give them some wiggle room. He said, I'm calling you to account on this very day. Before this day expires, you need to make up in your mind, I'm going to serve God with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, and with all of my strength. I've come to let somebody know today, it's a non-negotiable with me. I've come to serve God. I'm here for the long haul. He is my father. He is my friend. He is my comforter. I'm here for the thick and the thin. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. He's got me in the palm of his hand. I know who to call on when I need help. I know whose name to shout in praise. Hallelujah. When Sister Caitlin was singing that beautiful song, God's been so good to me. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. It took me back to moments in time when God had been so good to me. I had my hands uplifted. I felt tears in my eyes. Not because that's what we do in Pentecostal churches. No, it's because God has, in fact, been so good to me. Hallelujah. Somebody said the best time to start investing your money is 20 years ago. And the next best time to start investing your money is right now. And if best time to start serving the Lord was 20 years ago, But the next best time to start serving the Lord is right now. Don't let another day expire. Don't let another minute go to waste. Don't let this day slip from your hands. Make up in your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord. This is my calling. This is my anointing. This is my God. I trust in Him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want all of His blessings, but we don't want to choose Him. We want all of His rewards, but we don't want to choose Him. We want to choose the gods of pleasure of this world. Those momentary satisfactions, those cheap little thrills, those little highs that we like to feel here and there. But we want to reject God, but we want all of His blessings. If you want the gods of this world, then you're going to have to receive their sorrow that they give. If you want the gods of this world, you're going to have to accept all of the pain and the suffering that they bring into your life. But if you serve the Lord, if you choose this day whom you will serve, and you serve the Lord, I want you to know that even if you do suffer, you're going to have a comforter to come to you. Even when you do go through the trials of this life, you're going to have a peace that passes understanding. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I want you to look around at the smiles on people's faces. I'm going to tell you that the smiling people ought to be God's people. God's people ought to be the smilingest bunch of people that you ever saw, because we are filled with the joy of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what I'm going through, what I'm walking through. I know that God's got it in the palm of His hand. I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. I'm glad I started when I was a child. I started out with Jesus a long time ago. I made up my mind. David said, early will I seek Thee. If you didn't start out as a child, start out today. If you didn't start out in the early days of your marriage, start out today. If you wasted time up to this point, don't fret about it. Don't feel shame about it. He'll restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. He will restore to you the years that the cankerworm has eaten. He'll restore to you the years that the palmer worm hath eaten. I'm talking about you make a good choice when you choose to serve the Lord. My God, my God, my God. I'm going to heaven and I'm so glad. I want to take as many people with me, because it's a place where we'll never grow old. It's a place where He'll wipe every tear from our eye. I'm excited because I'm thinking about it. I need to stop thinking about it so I can preach, but I'm going to think about it a little while longer. I'm going to a city. I said I'm going to a city with His joy unending. Oh, Shabbat Sunday. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. The world is behind me. The cross is before me. I've decided to follow Jesus. I'm not looking to the left. I'm not veering to the right. I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, choose this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. Then He said, you've got some options. You've got the gods of the Amorites. You've got the gods that are before the flood. You've got some gods that you know, for us, the flood is water baptism in Jesus' name. For us, the flood is when we'd made up our mind to turn from our sin, to be buried in His name, to be filled with His Spirit. But there are gods before that happened. And the Lord said, if that's what you want, then that's what you want. And if God's not a God that He's going to constrain you into a box and not allow you to make up in your mind. But if you want Him to be your God, you're going to have to serve Him. and you'll receive from his hand, but it's going to involve you serving him, and he's going to love you like nobody has ever loved you, and he's going to bless you like nobody has ever blessed you, and he's going to give unto you the good pleasures of his kingdom. But if you want those gods before the flood, then God said you got to choose this day. He said then there are gods of the place in whose land you dwell, gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. We're in the land of the Amorites, ladies and gentlemen. There are gods in our land. There are little gods and idols of the heart. There are idols of the mind. There are idols of our culture. There are idols of this day and age. And if that's who you want to serve, then that's who you want to serve. Joshua said, just make up your mind and choose this day whom you will serve. Elijah said it like this to the prophets of Baal. He said, how long halt ye between two opinions? How long halt ye between two opinions? Some of you, the biggest challenge you have is that you're not quite settled in your mind and in your heart. You are halted between two opinions. And that's what happens between two opinions. You're halted. You're stagnant. You can't move one way or the other. And you wonder why. Yeah, you come to and from church, but there's always this opening in your mind that you're not quite sure that you're going to be here 5 years from now. You're not quite sure you're in it for the long haul. There's some stuff that looks pretty good to you out there still. And that's if that's you, then that's your business. You're who Joshua's talking to. There's gods in whose land you dwell. There's gods from before you were baptized. And you can go worship them if you want to. But I know in whom I have believed. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Peace will always be elusive to you if you haven't made up your mind. Comfort will always be elusive to you if you haven't made up your mind. The peace of God, the goodness of God, the hope of God is found in serving him, choosing him. Hallelujah. And so this is what Joshua let them know. He said, I am going to serve the God who brought us out. Verse number 17, the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. That's why I choose God. It was God who kept me all my days. It was God who brought me through every trial. It was God. Hallelujah. He's different than the gods of the people. You know what the prophet Isaiah said? He said the gods of the people are idols, and they put their idols on a cart, and they have to carry their idols through the streets, and they worship those idols. You saw it, Brother and Sister Enos, in Malta. The people would literally put the idols on the carts, and they would worship the idols, and they would carry them. Large numbers of people, strong men, would have to get up under the weight of those idols, and they would carry them. They would take time off of work to carry them through the streets of the city. This we're talking about right now in 2024. It was also happening in Joshua 24. They would have to carry the idols of the people. But Isaiah said, the God of Israel is different than the gods of the people. We don't have to carry the God of Israel. The God of Israel carries us. We're not having to tote him around and carry him as a God of silver and a God of gold and a God of iron and a God of brass. He picks us up. He bears us up on eagle's wings. He gives us feet like hinds feet and causes us to stand on high places. The God I serve is a God that carries me. I'm standing on his word right now. I'm leaning back into his hands right now. If I didn't have him, I would but fail. If I didn't have him, I would but fall. But God is a good God. Woo! God is a good God, and he carries me. Hallelujah. Some of you are going through things right now. You're not sure how you're going to get through it. I'm going to tell you to call on him. I said call on him. choose this day. Are you gonna trust in the power of your strength, or are you gonna trust in the power of God? Choose this day. Choose right now. Choose May 2024. Choose this day, right now, this Sunday morning. Don't let another day pass you by. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What a beautiful sight and sound that is. We had it on the wall of our home. My sister and brother and I, we grew up, and our mom had stuff all over the house, scriptures all over the house. Everywhere we looked, we'd see, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. We'd be brushing our teeth and have to read the scriptures. And the scripture, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And we'd be eating our cocoa wheats. And we'd be looking up on the wall and there'd be scriptures. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as eagles. Everywhere we looked, there were scriptures. One of those scriptures was, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. And we want our house to serve the Lord. How many want your house to serve the Lord? How many want your house to be a sanctuary of His holiness? Listen, don't bring the world into your house. Don't give the world place in your house. Don't give the devil place in your house. Set your house up as a sanctuary unto God. Let the praises of God flow through your house. Let the worship of His name flow through your house. Don't let the confusing words and counsel of the adversary enter into the doors of your home, but let the praises of God and the worship of God fill your house. But Joshua said something key here. He said, as for me, stop right there. I know we want to get to my house. We're going to get to the house, but before we can get to the house, we got to deal with me. There's a lot of us that want something good in our house, but we don't want to deal with it personally. We want to make everybody around us holy, but we don't want to deal with holiness personally. We want to make everybody else do what's right, but we want to slip up here and there and make little allowances for ourselves. We want everybody around us to treat people right, but we don't want to have to treat people right. We want everybody around us to be kind, but we're okay being mean and unkind and rude. And we want everybody around us to straighten up, but we cut ourselves a lot of slack. But that's not what Joshua said. Joshua said, I'm not just talking about my house. He said, as for me, some of you got to deal with you. You got to deal with that man and that woman in the mirror, that individual that keeps slipping up and making allowances and choosing gods from before the flood. You've got to make up in your spirit and in your heart, as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek the face of God. Anybody believe in praying anymore? Anybody believe in seeking the face of God anymore? God, put some convictions in me. Put some convictions in me. You're going to have a lot more credibility in requiring things of those for whose souls you watch when you are living up to the very things you're requiring. When you are a model of everything that you are preaching, it will help them to embrace what you're saying. But if you're saying one thing to them and living another thing, it will be a convoluted situation. Double-mindedness will start to occur. But Joshua said, as for me, and once I deal with me, I can deal with my house. And when you really truly deal with me, when you start dealing with your house, hallelujah, it starts happening in love. It starts happening with the grace of God. Because when you deal with me, I'm going to tell you something about me. I don't deserve the love of God. I'm going to tell you something about me. I don't deserve the mercy of the Lord. I don't deserve how good God is. God's been better to me than I've been to myself. God's been better to me than I deserve. If I were to just all at once receive everything that I deserve, I'd just go up in flames straight to a devil's hell. That's what I really truly deserve. But God has been good to me. He has been kind to me. He has been merciful to me. And it makes me love Him. And it makes me want to serve Him. It makes me want to give Him the rest of my days. I can't look at others and condemn them. I can't look at others and be unkind to them. I can't look at others and treat them differently than the way the Lord has treated me. When I messed up, the Lord came along and corrected me, but it was with such gentleness and love and compassion that it got me back on the right track, and I healed up, and I was able to walk the narrow way that I had veered from earlier. That's the kind of God I serve, and that's the kind of man and woman He'll make you to be. Hallelujah. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. You can take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I'll be 45 in just 1 month from today. I'll be 45 years old. Lord have mercy. I just felt older all of a sudden. I thought I had another few months, but no, it's 30 days from right now. I'm gonna be 45 years old. I got the Holy Ghost when I was 6 years old. I was baptized in Jesus' name when I was 6 years old. If I had it to do over again, I'd be tearing for the Holy Ghost at 2 and a half. If I had it to do over again, I started preaching at 10. If I had to do it over again, I'd start preaching at 7. You hear what I'm telling you? I have no regrets. I have no regrets. I'm halfway through my life. I'm halfway through a century of living almost. I have no regrets. I'm glad. I'm thankful. I'm not missing out on anything. I've got everything to look forward to. My God, young people, make up your mind today. I love seeing you dance and worship and shout and give God. Keep on dancing. Keep on singing. Every struggle you face, face it with the power of God. If you fall, get back up. Rejoice not against me. When I fall, I shall arise. Because I made up my mind to serve the Lord. I want somebody that's made up your mind to serve the Lord and you're happy about it to lift up your hands in praise unto Him. Woo! Come on, if you're happy you did it, give Him praise. Oh, come on, stand with me right now. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I wonder if there's anybody who came to God as an adult. Could you just start giving Him praise? If you came to God as an adult, give Him praise. Yeah. I want those who came to God as teenagers, I want you to start praising them. Come on, praise Him. If you came to God as a teenager, come on, lift up your voice and give Him praise. I want everybody that was born into this thing, I want you to give God praise right now. Woo! Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom He hath redeemed with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm. Hallelujah. 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 Bless His holy name. I love you, Jesus. You've been so good. You've been so kind. You've been so good and you've been so kind. I was preaching at the Missouri Youth Convention in St. Louis about a month and a half ago. Brother Colbert, I told about 2,000 young people about Saudi Arabia. I think you were playing video games. And Bishop Ellis was in another building next to you, and they were having Holy Ghost church. And Brother Colbert was trying to pay attention to Super Mario Brothers, and Bishop Ellis was having Holy Ghost church. And there'd be an eruption of praise in the, just beyond the wall. And Brother Colbert was trying to beat this level and beat that level. Finally, he said, I got to go see what's going on. And when he stepped into the other, he was a soldier in the United States Army. He had lived a lot of life up to that point. But when he walked into that meeting one night and his heart wasn't right,
Something got a hold of him. The Spirit of the Lord said, choose you this day. Choose you this day. Prove me now herewith. See that I am the Lord. I'm going to tell you, I think about that every time I walk into this building and Brother Colbert is baptizing somebody else in the name of Jesus. And they're coming up out of the water speaking in other tongues. I think about the day he made the choice to serve the Lord. Somebody here today, choose God, choose life, choose faith, choose ye this day. One of the greatest tragedies is when we come, and I promise you, I am done. I promise you, I am done. This wasn't just a bait and switch. I'm done. I'm finished. I just want to praise him just a little bit more if I could. One of the great tragedies is when somebody comes in and after years of serving the Lord, they don't even mean to, but they forget. They forget. And all of a sudden, they can sing songs like, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. And then I think they don't remember that it is on a hill and it is far away. It's far away in their memory. It's far away geographically. It's far away emotionally. They're not even thinking about how they were in a pit so low, a pit they couldn't get out of, a pit they couldn't. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. Remember, 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 remember where the Lord brought you from. Remember where the Lord brought you from. How he reached way, way, way down for you. Am I describing anybody? Did he have to reach way down for you? I want you to praise him like he brought you up out of the miry clay. I want you to praise him like he set your feet upon a rock to stand. Come on, I want you to praise him like he put a song in your soul today. Woo! Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you are waiting for the music to start. I wonder if you could praise him without the music for just a minute. Come on, that's it. That's it. Step on out. Step on out. He's a good God. He's a good God. This is my joy. This is my God. This is the King of all kings. This is the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. I wonder if we've got any praisers in the house this morning. Come on, do we have any praisers in the house this morning? I want somebody going through something right now. I want you to throw your head back. Give him a praise. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, let the joy of the Lord fill this house. Let the joy of the Lord fill this house. Let the joy of his presence fill this house. Woo! We're going to sing. I wonder if some elders right now can wave your hands. I want some elders that are thankful to wave your hands. Come on, I need some elders to wave your hands. Hallelujah. If you feel like dancing, feel free. But if you don't, I understand physical limitations. But wave your hands unto the Lord. I wonder if there's some young people that can get out in the aisle and dance the dance of the elders for a little while. Dance the dance of the redeemed for a little while. You may say, oh, but Brother Urshan.
situation. You don't know what I've been going through. I've been going through a lot. You're who I'm talking to. If you're going through something, that's the time to praise Him. That's the time to give Him glory. That's the time to make your choice. I'm going to serve the Lord. Come on, let a praise rise up in this house. Let a praise rise up in this house. From the front to the back, from side to side. Give Him praise today.
I was an orphan, but You called me a citizen of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
I needed rescue.
I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. I needed shelter. I was an orphan.
You
I want you to go back. I want you to go back. I want you to go back when you didn't know how it was going to turn out. And then the Lord stepped in. And then the Lord came through. And I want you to praise God for what He has done. And I want you to understand that what He did for you back then, He's going to do for you again. I want you to praise Him for what He's done, and I want you to praise Him for what He's about to do. Come on, let's lift up a praise unto God of thanksgiving for what He's done and for what He's about to do. Praise Him with all of your heart. Praise Him with all.